Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14. But the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. God's word must be near us, in our hearts and in our mouths. I'm sure you've heard about the phrase, life is war. And we hear it all the time. Life is a battle. Life is war. So what is this war? What is this battle that life is all about? Is it some battle against poverty, battle against sickness and disease, global warming, maybe battles in a military sense? Yeah, that's some kind of battle. But the greatest battles in life are fought in our minds. It's a battle of words. Words, thoughts, ideas, concepts in our minds that defeat us. And many of us struggle with thoughts of embarrassment, of fear, of inferiority complex, unworthiness, anger, inadequacy, anxiety, guilt. And we go through that, and people may not even see the battle in our face, but there's a war raging on in our minds. And that is why we have to take the word of God to fight our battles, the internal battles, the word battles in our heads that want to bring us down. Now, Satan knows that if he can succeed in planting a thought in your mind, he just leaves you. He doesn't even bother about you because the thoughts he plants in your mind are going to do the battle for him. And it's so important that we stay in the word of God. Many times after great moments of success, we enter great moments of doubt. You know, Jesus Christ fasted for 40 days, and it is after the fast that Satan tempted him. After when he should be very powerful and very energetic and very spiritual, that's when the doubts were hit against him. The doubts came from Satan against him. And remember, Jesus answered with the word of God. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. So the battles we fight sometimes come at a time when we feel we have won, and then these things bombard our mind. And so I just want us to pay attention to that there are battles to be fought, and we win those battles with the word of God. The word of God must be in our hearts, in our mouths, and we must do it. So a couple of things to help us to win the battle of the mind. First is that we get the word of God inside of us. We read the Bible. Have a consistent Bible reading process. And that we also meditate in the word of God. That means that the word of God gets into us. We think about it. We allow it to sink in us. Many times we read just the Bible casually, or we read a verse, or we read a devotional, and it's good listening to me and to this devotional. But that's not how you win your battles. The word of God itself must be in you. That means you make time to read the Bible, make time to meditate in the word of God, and make time to speak the word of God. The word of God must not just be in our hearts, it must be in our mouth. It must be something we talk about. We must counteract our fears, our doubts with the word of God. That's how Jesus did it. He counteracted the temptations of the enemy by speaking out the word of God. You have to speak out what God says. Don't just speak what you say, speak what God says. And then we have to act on the word of God. There are battles to be fought and battles to be won. There are battles to be engaged in and battles to declare victory over. And God is going to give you the victory. God is going to make you rise above every storm. His word is in you. His word is in your mouth. You have to speak his word and declare his word out of your mouth. That's your way to victory. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, through your word, I overcome every doubt. I walk in victory every day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Minister Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.